Mr. Brady, it's back to Washington, and it looks like it's a little harder than the Democrats thought to come to an agreement between the Senate and the House plans. A lot of differences.
There are major differences. And one of the reasons I think they're meeting behind closed doors is trying to figure out how they bridge that gap. We've talked before about the difference in abortion language, who they tax in these bills, the different mandates, all of which hit back home as well. But the provision to have a federal health board, unelected bureaucracy, determine what Medicare cuts and payments should be and services, I think are a major difference between the House and the Senate. We've got the new mandates on Medicaid. 42 states are facing deficits, yet the Senate bill heaps another $20 billion of Medicaid mandates on them. And they're starting to howl in a big way. A marriage penalty is embedded in both the House and Senate bill that hasn't got much attention, but deals with really penalizing couples for being married, increasing their taxes under this health care bill. A major hurdle, a major constituency of lawmakers that has surfaced in the last few days are 190 Democrats who are opposing the tax increases on health care plans, who say that this breaks the president's promise on not raising taxes on people who make less than $200,000. And the Democrats make it clear, this raises taxes on many middle-class Americans. So I think it is going to be difficult. We are working hard to stop this bill and send it back to the drawing board. While it is a difficult battle, clearly the American public opposes this measure, and now more and more lawmakers on the Democratic side are opposing this measure.
It also seems like there have been quite a few Democrats in the last couple of weeks decide this is it for them. They're not going to run for re-election.
I think they've seen the handwriting on the wall. The American public doesn't believe Washington is listening to them. They oppose cap and trade. They oppose the stimulus spending. They oppose the health care reform. Yet, Washington keeps marching forward. And I think we've had some members of Congress who've looked at the numbers, some very popular within their districts, who are supporting all this agenda, who say, I can't possibly be reelected. I'm going home.
The American people still want them focused on the economy, because it's the economy that's the number one thing that's affecting their ability to put food on the table and pay their mortgage. And the unemployment numbers continue to bear that out.
No question. Losing another 85,000 jobs is very disappointing. Clearly, this is a subpar recovery. By contrast to past recoveries from severe recessions, by contrast to how other countries are recovering at a much faster rate than America, I really think that this is a lack of confidence in this economic recovery. And I think the disconnect came from one of the cabinet members who said the reason we're not recovering is that businesses are waiting to see what government can do for them. In truth, businesses are waiting because they worry about what government will do to them. Increased health care, increased energy, increased taxes and regulations. That's what's delaying this recovery, and that's why we're not seeing people hired again, people with lengthy unemployment lines, people who are struggling, because this government has gotten in the way of this recovery.
You're calling for Secretary Geithner to come before the Joint Economic Committee, as he's been asked to come before other committees, and explain what happened behind the scenes with the AIG bailout money. Do you think he'll actually show up?
If he's innocent, he will. It's not too much of a stretch to think the person who cut the sweetheart deals may have wanted them concealed. And clearly, if the White House believes this was not at his pay grade and that he's had no involvement, then they should be very comfortable with him coming before Congress under oath, be questioned about these emails. And as we all know, this is not his first problem. He came into this office under a cloud. He's been criticized repeatedly by the Inspector General for the TARP that he stonewalled all the recommendations to open up the TARP, to let the public see where that money has been spent, to put in place basic standards against corruption and conflicts of interest. So clearly this is a pattern of secrecy on his part, because they're dealing with billions and billions of dollars. The American public needs to know if this was secretly being done and kept from them.
It seems the secrecy does continue, because they're not going to let any media or C-SPAN even into any of their negotiations. And we're seeing a flood of editorials from newspapers around the country telling President Obama, wasn't this one of your pledges?
America doesn't ask for much from its presidents but to keep their promises on simple things. Like, we're going to open up this government. We're going to broadcast these negotiations. Everyone understood it. The president repeated it. And now when it's time to deliver on that promise, He's nowhere to be seen. In fact, they're inside that room, along with congressional Democrats from the House and Senate, trying to cut those backroom deals, ensuring the American public, the taxpayers, and other lawmakers can't see what deals are being cut. It really is, I think, one of the most egregious things we've seen, along with some of the huge payouts that were done to individual lawmakers to get this bill passed the Senate. It really is some of the worst part of Washington I've ever seen.
Well, back in high school, Mr. Brady, everybody wanted to be the cool kid. Well, now, all of a sudden, being a conservative is cool.
Yes, it is. A new Gallup poll asking voters how they describe themselves. The number one choice, 40%, said they were conservative. Moderates, 36%, liberals trailing behind them all. And this only a few months after mainstream media declared conservative voters dead in America. Yet voters themselves, after seeing how extreme this agenda has been from this new government, are saying, no, in truth, we are conservative.